Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
One of my favorite meals to eat when I go out for Thai, Simon, is mango sticky rice.
I am totally with you.
Okay, I'm so glad, because if you've never had it, picture a beautifully arced, upended bowl of rice topped with mango that's quite firm, and then maybe a drizzle of coconut, and this thing is perfection.
It is such a lovely way to end a meal.
Harder than you think to cook, though, and I'm going to talk you through it. I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So it's a trick, right, when you find a dessert that you really, really love and then you're like, I'm going to learn how to make that, and it eludes you. It's not that easy. For some people, that's the pavlova. Mango sticky rice is one of those things that if I ever go out, you know, I will definitely try and hunt some down, even if it costs like $12. And you're like, hang on, that's rice and mango. That should be $2 or $3 at most.
You and me both. And I'm a bit scared about this episode because I love it so much. I almost don't want to know how to cook it brilliantly at home, because then I will just want to cook it all the time.
So I actually did go through that phase. So it was a bit of a rabbit hole that I spent a lot of months in trying to figure this out, because it shouldn't be that hard. But it took a long time to get it right. So the starting point is, of course, the rice.
Yes.
Not hard to find if you live near an Asian grocer. You want to buy Thai glutinous rice.
Thai glutinous rice. That's non-negotiable, right? That's really important to get
that
right.
It's pretty important. And then soak it overnight. And I know you hate any recipe where you have to soak things overnight. I'm seeing, like, Simon's standing up. He's leaving the room.
No, it's okay. As long as that's the only thing I have to do the day before, I'm happy. That's okay. It's all good.
And if you do really lean into this dessert, Simon, what I noticed in my experimentation is that you can have it on soak for 3 or 4 days.
Oh, wow.
So you can have like 4 cups in your soaking bowl, in the fridge, and then just, you know, sort of deal it out as you need it.
That's the sort of leeway I want, because I don't want to be so tethered, you know, to think that I might have to have it the next day.
I know. And look, in my Googling and in my experimentation, there are ways to do it using the microwave, but I don't trust them because, you know, it didn't work for me and I tried multiple times. The way that worked flawlessly was to get, you know, those spatter guards. They're like a circle, like a ping pong racket, but bigger, and there's mesh across it like as for a sieve.
Yes.
And you put them over a steak to stop the spatter when you're frying something. They're called spatter guards.
I'd love you to say it again, just so I can hear it again. I didn't know they were a thing, but I'm going to get one now. A spatter guard.
Yeah,
excellent.
It sounds terrible now that you make me say it again.
No.
It sounds like something that you need with a wet talker. Oh God, we're going to go see Uncle
Jim.
We're
not
Jim.
Going there. We're not
going. Got your spatter guard. Anyway, so you get your I have to say it one more time.
You get your thing.
A pot of boiling water, right?
Yes.
And a fairly wide one, so not your smallest, maybe your medium or large.
Mm-hmm.
Over the top you put your S-guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a mesh lid, right?
Yeah.
And then on top of that you put the amount of rice that you want to cook. So
okay.
let's say for argument's sake you've had it soaking overnight and you want two cups, so you measure out two cups, yeah, onto that mesh layer and then a metal bowl over the top.
Yes.
Yep. And that's all you have to do. That's the way you're going to steam it. Yeah. If you love the flavour of pandan leaf, which I really do with Thai food, is I would put a pandan leaf on top of the rice or mix it through, whatever. It'll still get the aroma through the rice. Mm. But that metal bowl will trap the steam within. Some will escape out the sides. That's totally okay. Enough will go in to cook the rice if you leave it for about 15 minutes. That's the steaming step.
Yeah.
The next step on from there is the coconut milk. So it's basically a cup or a can of coconut milk. And then if you can cast your mind back to those Thai restaurants or being in Bangkok and having it, you know, at a street stall, the coconut is not completely sweet. It's actually got a saltiness to it. So you do add, you know, between a half to a teaspoon of salt, two or three tablespoons of sugar for the sweetening, and then you just cook up that milk. So some of that you'll stir through the cooked rice, half, and then you put the rice, measure it out into a rice bowl, tip it upside down so that it gets that lovely mound, surround it by peeled and sliced mango, and then pour remaining coconut milk over the top.
My stomach is rumbling. That sounds so good.
It is so yummy. And if you've never had mango sticky rice, it's a combination of textures, isn't it? The loveliness of the sticky rice and then the pureness of the mango. It is 100% pleasure.
One of the best desserts. And it gives me an excuse to buy something new for my kitchen. Battergard.
Thanks for listening to today's 5-Minute Food Fix. We've got more great episodes ahead. And if you want to see pictures of what we've been up to, go find us on TikTok and on Instagram.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.